Greetings, we present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your Master Overseers, Nicholas Cooper.
And Drew JC. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive fusion and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Why do you think I believe what?
Hello, good sentries. Here for another well-done observational session with you all this day. Much nicer day out there, we should add. A special show we have in store for everyone. We have, in our second hour, a musical guest, one that we are able to bring in this time. Unfortunately, the weather last week, we could not bring in a much-anticipated Dog Drive Mantis, but hopefully we'll reschedule. But this, starting at 4, we have a Toronto-based solo project Subterranea, a really eclectic artist of many styles, I should say. I think one of our darkest entities that we have are going to be bringing on the show.
Dark is good.
It certainly fits in with the times, which if you are an avid listener of CFRU, you would have heard or actually be hearing talk of the recent developments that are occurring with both the OSAP cuts and the student choice initiative, which affects a lot of the goings on here at the University of Guelph, and certainly impacts CFRU, and in turn it impacts the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, because it is a rather worrying situation, I should say. I guess I should read, actually, when you go right on the website of CFRU, it has a very urgent message for listeners of the station. And I think I'll just read it out to you right now. The Ontario government is introducing an unprecedented new rule it calls the Student Choice Initiative, and it jeopardizes the future of our radio station. In fact, it threatens to defund student radio stations and newspapers, student governments, campus resource centers, and so many more valuable student organizations across the province, i.e. Ontario, for our future syndicate stations in British Columbia and Manitoba who would be listening to this. Supporters of the new rule say this is a good thing, that it gives each student freedom to choose the services they support, treats them like adults, and maybe saves them a bit of cash along the way. And those things do sound great. Freedom, choices, money, all great. But it robs students of their democracy. Through the process of democratic referendums, students already voted to support each of these services, making sure the resources stayed available to everyone on campus, and making sure that students have the choice to access them. Soon, their collective voice will be silenced, while the campus organizations that advocate for their rights will be simultaneously destabilized. Instead of choices, students will be forced to gamble with their money, not knowing which organizations will last the school year. Campus life, student resources, volunteer opportunities, independent media, thousands of jobs, all are on the line now. If you're listening to this, we're asking you to contact your local member of provincial parliament, MPP, as soon as possible. Tell them what's at stake and ask them to stop the Student Choice Initiative before it's too late. To find out who your local MPP is, go to voterinformationservice.elections.on.ca and type in your postal code. Or just contact us, CFRU, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. Email outreach@cfru.ca. Also on that, on the CFRU's main website, they have here a link to a very informative panel discussion that took place on CFRU, the airwaves, a couple weeks ago, which is, it'll far better be more informative than I think we can elaborate on. Yeah, with some of the groups of the University of Guelph campus that will be affected. I highly suggest listening to that discussion. We've been told that right now the best thing that CFRU listeners can do for not just the radio station, but for all the services for Ontario universities, campuses, post-secondary institutions, and to have services that like people, particularly in marginalized groups, need, the best thing is to contact your local MPP or just, or message all of them if you are able to, because that's the, if enough voices are thrown at the MPPs, they will have no choice but to listen and to reconsider their choice of this abominable act that could be really relevant in the future. Yeah. So actually, kind of the attitude of this I felt when choosing the first couple of tracks we heard now, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, classic prog supergroup trio with a suite from their 1972 album, or trilogy, started with The Endless Enigma, Part 1, followed by Fugue, and then The Endless Enigma, Part 2. Yeah, I think now to lighten ourselves of this damper situation, coming up in Guelph on this weekend, I've been actually advocating a lot for Kazoo Fest, but in fact there is another music festival coming up in Guelph called Gain Fest. I kind of knew about it before. But I guess a lot of bands that we've played on the show are going to be performing there, and we want to highlight them.
Yeah, lots of good local acts too. Pretty excited to see some familiar faces get curated.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, a quite eclectic, broad range. Our first artist we want to feature that's going to be playing at Gain Fest, it's from Friday, March 8th, March 9th, the Saturday, and Sunday, March 10th is the duration of this, of the Gain Festival. We're going to be listening to first our nice post-rock friends of Versa, who actually, in fact, today they released a new music video for the track we're going to be playing over on Indie 88, the music video for V, or it could be 5, either or. Yeah, so we're going to be playing Versa, who's going to be playing on the Saturday, March 9th at District and District Lounge. I'm not sure the time schedule for that. The doors open at 7 p.m. The doors open. Tickets are $25 advance, and unfortunately it's not a physically accessible venue. So here's Versa with V.
Thank you. Hi, this is Robbie.
Nomi.
Spike.
And Guilherme.
We are Devouring Saturn, and you're listening to SMK.
The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
And through the web at cfru.ca.
Thank you.
some more Gain Fest feature artists. We just heard from that we just heard was our very own SMK feature guest, Conductor.
I love that boy.
Yeah, that's the Guelph-based electronic loop project by Matthew Davey. He had just released his a new single a few days ago, I believe.
That was it.
Yes, it is.
I'd like your style. Style with a Z.
Yes.
And he got some really cool footage for the visuals for that music video. I actually...
Oh, there's a music video?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on his Conductor YouTube channel?
Yeah, it should be. Could be. I went over to hang out with him and check out his tiny house a few weeks ago, and he hadn't even finished it yet, and he kind of showed me a little sneak peek, and it was...
Oh, lucky.
Really trippy. Yeah, I felt honored. And he threw in that sample that I love, too, that...
Yeah, it was very subtle. I didn't even notice it. It was really well integrated into the background textures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you played live at Silence not long ago with Kitzel and King Dice, that was one of the things that stood out big time with me. It was that sample.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And then before Conductor, we heard Future Peers with two tracks, actually. The first one was actually just a very miniature instrumental called Hanger On, and then proceeds right into Persistent Time. Both of them, including Versa, are playing at Gain Fest this weekend here in Guelph. I think all of them are all performing on the Saturday, March 9th. Conductor and Versa will be at District, and it's not officially I'm reading the Facebook event page for Gain Fest. It's not written here where and when Future Peers will be playing. So I guess it might be a very one of the last schedule releases for this week to come out in the next couple days, because I got to see Future Peers at the Wavelength Winterfest, and that was great pleasure to seeing them there. And I hope I'm going to be in the coming on the Saturday, because Matthew has graciously giving me my first photography gig. If I don't think I've said it this on the SMK before, I've started to delve into photography, more into concert photography, just doing some experiment, like getting used to shooting artists in action.
You're a natural.
Oh, thank you.
I promise.
Yeah.
The last few shots or the sessions I've seen, you've done a pretty damn good job, so.
Yeah, thank you. I need that kind of encouragement and some, of course, positive, constructive feedback as well. Because I'm doing this all DIY, learning everything myself, and trying to get myself out there to take the pictures. it also gets me to listen to the music as well and get more involved with performances.
And you've run into a few other photographers that do it quite a bit and make at least some supplemental income off of it, and they've just kind of thrown you some tips and helped you out along the way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay for classes or spend too much time online checking out tutorials and all that. So
I guess it's just go out and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking pictures of Conductor and hopefully maybe some other bands just passing by that night. Yeah, so that's... You can catch Versa, Future Peers, and Conductor this weekend at Gain Fest. Next up is, I had promised Drew that we would play some Claypool Lennon Delirium. because their newest album, their sophomore South Side of Reality, is officially released now through ATO Records. And actually, most recently, they have available a music video for one of their tracks, a double suite for Blood and Rockets, Movement One, Saga of Jack Parsons, and Movement Two, To the Moon. Are you ready, Drew?
Always.
Always ready for some Claypool.
Always.
Yeah. So off South Side of Reality, here's the Claypool Lennon Delirium and Blood and Rockets.
Thank you.
That was Haley Heindrichs with Thoughts of an Anxious 20-something. I believe it's just a single. I've looked into it and it hasn't been released on any album that I know of, but we just played it offline and...
On YouTube?
Yeah.
It's a little...
Good old tube.
Yeah, little performance video filmed in St. Stephen's Green in Dublin, Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find that. The thumbnail for the video is her standing sort of at a riverside. But there are a few different versions of her playing that song, but I really enjoy that one. So
yeah, nice. I think now we're getting close to our hearing from our very ominous guest, Subterranea. A good head transition into that. One of the Subterranea's influences that they speak of online is progressive folk metal. And a good example of that is Opeth, a Scandinavian progressive metal band. They released their most recent album was from 2016, Sorceress. We'll have that as transition into the next hour, playing the track Strange Brew. So stay tuned for our musical guest as we interview and hear her perform. And also tune in to CFRU's YouTube channel where we'll be streaming. So here is Opeth with Strange Brew off of Sorceress.
Keep to the shadows until it's dark. Dedicated.